This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. You might have heard the Mighty Clouds of Joy supporting Aretha Franklin, the Rolling Stones, or Marvin Gaye. Gospel singers started out with a traditional sound, but have since incorporated soul, R&B, and rock and roll. That's just a little taste of the Mighty Clouds of Joy with full instrumentation and fully developed. The band performs tonight at the Hayti Heritage Center, 8 o'clock, part of Duke Performances. First, four members of the seven-man group join me in the studio today, and we're going to get a little a cappella version of their music. Joe Ligon is here, Ron Staples, Irvin Williams, and Ricky DeRay, all here on The State of Things. Thank you so much for being with us.
Good to have you here.
Good to be here.
So tell us about how this group came together.
Well, we came together. We actually met in junior high school in Los Angeles many, many years ago. I've been lead singer for the group for 52 years this year. But the group actually met up in junior high school in Los Angeles.
What was your first professional gig, or how did you get together and appear on stage?
I think our very first, that's a big question, the first professional show that we did was in New Orleans, Louisiana. We called ourselves Touring, and a gentleman, a preacher, brought us there to sing at the City Auditorium.
Did you all go to the same church and sing in church together, or did you come from different places?
We came from different churches.
Wow.
But how we knew each other, a couple of us met in junior high school, but the rest of us met. We would perform actually twice a month in Los Angeles at gospel programs.
Were there a lot of gospel programs around then at that time?
Well, it was quite a few.
Yeah.
Quite a few. And the best groups would all get together and sing twice a month. And they had a little contest, and we won it so many times. They started calling us the best group. Local group in Los Angeles.
Well, it might have been true because you've been around for 52 years since then, huh?
That's right. Now that I look back, a lot of it was true.
Will you prove that for us right now? Will you sing something for us?
Yeah, we're singing one. Let's see, what's the first one we want to do, fellas, for?
We can do a Robin.
The Robin.
The Robin song.
All right, here we go. Oh, I woke up early this morning, my heart was beating right on time. I said, Lord, I truly thank you for opening up these eyes of mine. I went over to my window while looking through the shades. Once again, I had to tell him, thank you, Lord, but let me see another day. You know the sun was brightly shining, wind was blowing not too hard. In a treetop just a few feet away, Robin was singing a song. I don't know what he was singing. Pretty soon he was on his way. Who can say he wasn't being grateful and said, I thank you for another day. Everybody ought to praise his name. Clap your hands and praise his name. And everybody ought to praise his name. 'Cause if a Robin could say thank you,
you can do it too.
I feel good when I praise
his name.
Clap them hands,
oh,
and
praise his name.
And everybody ought to
praise his name.
'Cause if a Robin can say thank you,
you can do it too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Robin song, Mighty Clouds of Joy. They're going to be performing at Hayti Heritage Center tonight, part of Duke Performances. Four of the members of the group are here with us today, and they're doing an a cappella version. Tonight you're going to hear a fully instrumented version of the Mighty Clouds.
That's right. That's right. The musicians and all, everybody will be there, and we'll be in full force.
You know, when I think of gospel, both forms come to mind immediately. This a cappella form that you think about with quartets and quintets, and then the really driving form with piano, sometimes organ. Did one lead to the other, or were there two branches of gospel sort of all the time?
Well, I guess when we first started, we didn't have all the instruments that we use now. When we first started traveling, we had one guitar. We had no drums and we had no bass. And then when we made our first record, we started to think about the sound that we made in the studio, and we decided to incorporate all of the sounds on the road at a concert that we had when we made a record, because we wanted to sound the same. And then once a couple of groups started doing that, all over 200 or 300 groups started doing it.
Well, it makes for a great sound, but it shows you one thing. If you don't have great voices to begin with, you don't have a group, right?
But basically, right.
Well, that's true. Now, have you all, let me go around the table here and ask you if you have all, Ron, when did you join the group?
I came to the group in 1995, 17 years ago, and it's been a real, real pleasant road. I'm grateful that Mr. Lagun asked me to come and be a part of the Mighty Clouds organization. I'm grateful to be here. 17 years.
Had there been somebody you were listening to for a long time?
Yes. Yeah. As a kid, it was my dad's favorite group. So I knew all of their songs. I knew all word for word, you know. So, yeah, it was definitely my favorite group coming up as a kid as well. And so it's really a dream come true for me to be a part of this.
How about you, Irvin?
13 years ago. Yeah. It's been a blast. It's been a roller coaster ride, ready for another roller coaster
ride. Did you know all the music coming in as well?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah. That's an interesting question, though. If you think you know it from records and then you're part of the group, is that a tough adjustment to make? It's not the way it sounds when you're actually in the middle of a group? Or
I mean, it can be a different ballgame if you don't know. I mean, I actually grew up listening to, you know, the Mighty Clouds of Joy a long time. I mean, practicing and playing, you know, their music and, you know, just actually, you know, knew it.
So when the opportunity came, we was ready.
Yeah. Ready. How about you, Rick?
Well, I've been dealing with the Mighty Clouds of Joy all my life. But the last 26 years, I used to bring them down in Fort Lauderdale, South Florida area. And I've been with the group over a year, and it's been a real, real experience
you
of gospel.
You also act as a manager, right?
Yes.
And singing with the group.
Yes. Believe it or not, the Mighty Clouds of Joy, going back, I go way further than you guys here. But believe it, Mighty Clouds of Joy always been one of my mentors in gospel. And my first album in 1969 that I ever bought was the Mighty Clouds of Joy Live in Houston. And ever since then, I've always been a Mighty Clouds of Joy fan.
I'm a big fan, too. Would you do another song for us?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll do another one. We need a slow one.
Near. Let's do Near to Thee.
All right. Oh, nearer, my God, to Thee. Nearer to Thee. Oh, nearer. There is a story and every song we sing, a songs have been known to live for heavy burden. If you sing me,
God to Thee, the Mighty Clouds of Joy, going to be at the Hayti Heritage Center tonight at 8, part of Duke Performances, here with us on the state of things today. So, Joe, how have things changed now? 52 years, many changes in this group?
Not a lot of changes. There have been some changes, but mostly the music changed a lot from the time that the group started. Because there was a time when we did what you call a traditional gospel. And then later on they came up with a sound they call it message music. And we did some of that, and they thought we were trying to go rock and roll. Mm-hmm. And we was letting them know that we wanted to do music that perhaps they would play not only on Sunday mornings around 6 or 7 o'clock, that they could play on the radio at any time. Mm. And we got into what they call the contemporary sound. And I heard a clip of a few minutes ago, Time was a big, big song, and it was a crossover song for the Mighty Clouds of Joy. Stayed on the R&B charts for almost a year. And we were able to do a lot of great things behind the record Time, because we opened shows for the Rolling Stones, Paul Simon and Aretha Franklin, and I could go on and on. So that was the big sound, was seeing the music go from traditional gospel to contemporary gospel. And we was always a daring group, so we jumped on the bandwagon and got in trouble a few times.
Well, there is that tension between the crossing the line, the danger that you'll cross the line into so-called secular music. Was that ever the problem?
I think that was the danger.
Yeah.
A lot of people figured they were going to lose us. You know, they also knew that we were friend to the OJs, we were friend to the Temptations. And a few times, some of the members of some of those groups, one group told us, you all should come and sign with Motown. I think the Temptation told us. And then one of the OJs said, "Well, no, Cloud, y'all would be trouble over here. Y'all stay where you are." And I was never going to go R&B in the first place. I love gospel music, and I'm We just, Mighty Clouds are just a gospel group.
And you do see the line, and you try to stay on your side?
I try to stay on my side of the street.
Well, it's a fantastic sound. I want to thank you all very much. We're going to go out with some recorded music so people get a full sense of what they're going to hear tonight if they go to Hayti. Lovely listening to you singing the Mighty Clouds of Joy. Joe Ligon, Ron Staples, Irvin Williams, and manager Ricky DeRay. They're performed tonight at Hayti Heritage Center in Durham as part of Duke Performances. We're going to play a recording, as I say, of the Mighty Clouds of Joy. You'll get a sense of what it sounds like in the theater. I'm going to be out and about this weekend, going to be at the Varsity Theater in Chapel Hill tonight, hosting a screening of the film Dar He, The Lynching of Emmett Till. Actor Mike Wiley, writer and director and producer Rob Underhill are going to be there. That's this evening, 6:30, Varsity Theater, Chapel Hill. Then on Sunday afternoon, I'm going to join Rabbi Steven Sager at the Levin Jewish Community Center in Durham. We're going to have a conversation on the nature of faith and faith journeys. So that's 4:30, Jewish Community Center in Durham. The State of Things is going to take a break. Next week, we're going to put on Al Letson and the State of the Reunion. Then we come back live November 26th. So that's our program for today. Thanks very much. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow. Here once again, the Mighty Clouds of Joy.